Hachette Audio presents The Penny, written by Joyce Meyer and Deborah Bedford, and read by Ellen Archer.
Chapter 1. There are two things I will always remember about summers in St. Louis. One is walking barefoot on pavement so hot that I could pop the tar bubbles with my toes. Pavement so hot that by the end of July, the hide on the soles of my feet was as thick as my tanned leather coin purse from Woolworths, and I could cross Arsenal Street without having to run. Every year, some photographer from the Post-Dispatch would take a shot of an egg frying sunny side up on the sidewalk, and the paper would run it on the front page. "Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk," the headline would bellow, as if they were telling us something we didn't already know. The other thing I'll always remember is the summer of the penny. At this point in my life, I'm picking up pennies all the time, but that wasn't the case back then. Not before the penny, the important penny, the one that led me to Miss Shaw at the jewelry store. I learned from that first special penny how important the little things in life can be, because the penny led me to knowing Miss Shaw, and knowing Miss Shaw was what started things changing between Daddy and Jean and Mama and me. Before the penny, if you'd have asked what I knew about Miss Shaw, I'd have shrugged and acted like you were loony. "I don't know anything about her," I would have told you, because girls like me had no reason to speak with ladies like Miss Shaw. No one in the neighborhood knew much about Miss Shaw, for although my one friend, Marianne Thompson, and I had seen her greet her customers with a warm smile, like she could tell something special about them, people like us never had any reason to set foot inside a jewelry store. So Marianne and I just wondered between ourselves, did she come from money, or did she earn it? Did she grow up around here? How old was she? How did she manage to keep her hair dry on rainy days without using an umbrella? And because of that, because no one knew where she'd come from or who her parents were or how she'd come to have her own jewelry store, she was the most profound mystery along Grand Avenue.
"Now there's a woman up to no good," Daddy would comment whenever he happened to see Miss Shaw promenading along the sidewalk downtown with her pocketbook tucked beneath her arm. Daddy had a general distrust for all things to do with women bettering themselves, and he had a healthy contempt for Miss Shaw in particular.
"That woman causes all the talk, anyway. Let me tell you, there's a woman who rides a high horse, acting like the rest."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?